You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Ezra chapter 6, and we'll be reading from the Message. So King Darius ordered a search through the records in the archives in Babylon. Eventually, a scroll was turned up in the fortress of Ecbatana over in the province of Media with this writing on it. Memorandum. In his first year as king, Cyrus issued an official decree regarding the temple of God in Jerusalem as follows. The temple where sacrifices are offered is to be rebuilt on new foundations. It is to be 90 feet high and 90 feet wide with three courses of large stones topped with one course of timber. The cost is to be paid from the royal bank. The gold and silver vessels from the temple of God that Nebuchadnezzar carried to Babylon are to be returned to the temple at Jerusalem, each to its proper place. Place them in the temple of God. Now listen, Tattenai, governor of the land beyond the Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai, associates, and all officials of that land. Stay out of their way. Leave the governor and leaders of the Jews alone so they can work on that temple of God as they rebuild it. I hereby give orders on how you are to help the leaders of the Jews in the rebuilding of that temple of God. All construction costs are to be paid to these men from the royal bank out of the taxes coming in from the land beyond the Euphrates, and pay them on time without delays. Whatever is required for their worship, young bulls, rams, and lambs for whole burnt offerings to the God of heaven, and whatever wheat, salt, wine, and anointing oil the priests of Jerusalem request is to be given to them daily without delay, so that they may make sacrifices to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. I've issued an official decree that anyone who violates this order is to be impaled on a timber torn out of his own house, and the house itself made a manure pit. And may the God who put his name on that place wipe out any king or people who dares to defy this decree and destroy the temple of God at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have issued an official decree. Carry it out precisely and promptly. Tattenai, governor of the land across the Euphrates, Shethar-Bozenai, and their associates did it. They carried out the decree of Darius precisely and promptly. So the leaders of the Jews continued to build. The work went well under the preaching of the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo. They completed the rebuilding under orders of the God of Israel and authorization by Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. The temple was completed on the third day of the month Adar in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. And then the Israelites celebrated, priests, Levites, every last exile, exuberantly celebrated the dedication of the temple of God. At the dedication of this temple of God, they sacrificed 100 bulls, 200 rams, and 400 lambs, and as an absolution offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. They placed the priests in their divisions and the Levites in their places for the service of God at Jerusalem, all as written out in the book of Moses. On the 14th day of the first month, the exiles celebrated the Passover. All the priests and Levites had purified themselves, all, no exceptions. They were all ritually clean. The Levites slaughtered the Passover lamb for the exiles, their brother priests, and themselves. Then the Israelites who had returned from exile, along with everyone who had removed themselves from the defilements of the nations to join them and seek God, the God of Israel, ate the Passover. With great joy they celebrated the feast of unraised bread for 7 days. God had plunged them into a sea of joy. He had changed the mind of the king of Assyria to back them in rebuilding the temple of God, the God of Israel. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at this passage together today. And Lord, we rejoice with the people of Judah as they have been enabled to build the temple with help from the king and with support from others after having experienced so much opposition. Lord, we know that during different seasons of our lives that we experience opposition. The devil operates as our adversary. And as men and women who have given our hearts over to your Son, Jesus Christ, as men and women who are seeking to yield control of our lives over to you, we know, Lord, that there are times that the devil tries to put roadblocks or obstacles in our way. He tries to inspire people to work against us. He even tries to discourage us. But Lord, this portion of Scripture illustrates the fact that you can take the hardest hearts and the hearts of the most powerful people, even the hearts of kings, and you can transition what their hearts are inclined to do. You can soften their hearts. And you work all things together for the good of those who love you. We see that in this passage, and we're reminded of the fact that the very same thing is true for us today. We love you, Lord. We're grateful for these reminders. We commit this day to your care, and we thank you for your presence with us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit desirejesus.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.